Hello again. You're with the News at One, and we've been focusing today on the political drama here. But meanwhile, in London, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has been announcing another round of public spending cuts. She's been delivering her spring statement to the Commons and outlined what she called final adjustments to the benefits changes which were announced last week, saying the cuts will save nearly £5 billion in the welfare budget. Already, charities and health experts have warned that these cuts could risk lives. We'll be speaking to our London correspondent Tommy Mescal in just a moment. But first of all, let's hear what Rachel Reeves had to say about those welfare cuts.
While spending on disability and sickness benefits will continue to rise, these plans mean that welfare spending as a share of GDP will fall between 2026 and the end of the forecast period. Very different to what we inherited from the party opposite.
That was Rachel Reeves speaking a short time ago. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal joins us now. Tommy, will you take us through the key elements in that speech?
So we're just digesting what has been announced in the chamber a short time ago, Rachel. This spring statement is usually just an update on the public finances. However, this particular statement attracted more attention than it usually would. And that is because of the Chancellor of the Exchequer's shrinking fiscal headroom. Today, she announced that she was sticking to her fiscal rules, meaning she won't borrow more to fund day-to-day spending. And through a series of cuts to welfare spending amounting to £4.8 billion, also a 15% reduction in civil service costs and a clampdown on tax evasion, she hopes that she will be able to restore her fiscal headroom of £9.9 billion by the end of the Parliament. That headroom was under pressure in recent times due to sluggish economic growth, but also increasing borrowing costs for the government.
So her fiscal space, as we used to like to say here, it's pretty tight. What did she say about the UK economy overall?
Well, that was another big part of today, Rachel. The government spending watchdog, the Office for Budget Responsibility, issued its growth forecast, and it was bad news for the government. Rachel Reeves announced that growth is being halved from 2% to 1%. Now, the Chancellor of the Exchequer did say that she wasn't happy with those figures, arguing that she needs to go further and faster in terms of economic growth. And she pointed to plans to back builders and not blockers, as she put it, in terms of her planning reforms. She also announced plans to increase defence spending by £2.2 billion. And we saw her try to link national security to economic security. It's something that we've seen the Prime Minister do as well in recent times. Rachel Reeves also mentioned her plan to expand Heathrow Airport today in the chamber. But after the events of last week, Rachel, I'm not sure people will be overly confident about that plan at this moment in time.
Indeed. This has just been announced, but I mean, several of the measures were quite well flagged over the past week or so. Has there been much reaction yet, Tommy?
Yeah, the Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mel Stride, was speaking just a short time ago, and he described this spring statement as an emergency budget. That's something that the government would reject, but I think the Conservatives are trying to suggest that Rachel Reeves has had to embark on a series of U-turns following last October's budget. He blames her increase in national insurance for employers last October as a key reason for sluggish growth in recent times. And I think we can expect more of that criticism over the coming hours. Mel Stride basically saying that the Chancellor can't be trusted. She said before that she wouldn't increase national insurance, and yet she did. And today she's embarking on a number of U-turns. Later as well, we'll also hear from the Office for Budget Responsibility, that government watchdog, which will also be giving its assessment.
Tommy, thank you very much. Our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal.